It's time to connect the dots. Hey! Get up and dance until the music stops. And then get ready for Radio Free America, PBS Internet Radio, where we can say what we want without fear of penalties or anything like that. Hey, guess what? Well, okay, you can stop guessing now. Anyhow, there is I recently had been watching a lot of videos of people looking for Bigfoot. Yeah, Bigfoot. Much more popular than any political figure. I have no doubt in my mind that the creature does exist. And there's just not hundreds, there's thousands of facts relating to the existence of such a creature. But after watching all the evidence, I came to the conclusion there's possibly more than one Bigfoot culture of creatures out there. The shows I was watching on BoobTube were talking, they brought up all the evidence of the past of how the creatures were depicted in art throughout the centuries, thousands of years back in time. And many of those creatures were really vicious killers, eating children and stuff like that, you know? Whereas the modern-day Bigfoot, and mostly we know about it from North America here. Hey, this show is coming to you from New York City, USA. So naturally, that's what I relate to the most. And in the northwest of the United States, you know, California, Oregon, Washington, there on the coast, there's an unbelievable amount of sightings of Bigfoot and Indian cultures up there, including Bigfoot in their cultures that Harry B. said can be sometimes dangerous. But the baby killing, cannibalistic Bigfoot of hundreds of years ago seems to be different, a little different from the ones that migrated over here to North America. They're a little more passive, but they will throw rocks at people, big boulders and stuff, and they don't like people cutting down their habitat out there, the loggers and stuff like that. At the same time, there's undoubtedly been creatures like this roaming for our planet for quite some time, hundreds, thousands of years. And we have to begin to think about all the possibilities. I mean, for starters, anybody who doesn't accept it, that there are Bigfoots out there, it's a total moron. I don't care what you say, right? There's so much evidence of the footprints. In fact, that's, I was watching this one bit about it. I think it was 1958. A logging company found all these big footprints around their equipment out there, and that was trampled on and desecrated by the creatures. Obviously, they didn't like the timber company cutting down their habitat. So they made a newspaper article about them finding these big footprints around all their equipment. And that's where the term Bigfoot came from. It's very interesting. But anyhow, all across America, they found creatures like these, you know, solitary creatures that kind of try to avoid humans, really. They don't want to connect with us. The only time they connect with us is when they're throwing rocks at us to get out of your territory, apparently. And then the story is correlated with the shapeshifters, because shapeshifters are a part of American Indian, Native American, indigenous people. You know, their cultures have stories of shapeshifters, and then it was a possibility is, hey, the Bigfooters might be shapeshifters. That's why no one ever catches them. That's why no one ever finds carcasses, because they simply shapeshift into another form or go into another dimension. So they might be ET creatures visiting Earth with hairy bodies, you know? And then there was also the correlation that it's a known fact, if you know about the Sumerian tablets that talk about the Anunnaki that came there over 400,000 years ago, and then about 300,000 years ago, they started doing genetic experiments. So this could be one of their creatures that they actually created, and it's still around. You know? I mean, it wants to avoid humans. You know, it's hiding out in the woods, but sustaining itself at the same time. But doesn't apparently have a language, which scientists have like labeled as being inferior to us. But if you put into the equation that most advanced beings actually use telepathic communication as opposed to verbal communication, so is it above us or not? And then if you went to the portal, you know, the 2012 portal I talk about all the time, you find out that there has been some mention and that they were interdimensional creatures and ability to go in and out of our reality and basically disappear, you know? And, of course, I've spoken about this before, that, well, if a creature can willfully increase its frequency so fast, that's moving beyond what your eyes can perceive, it's basically invisible. And, by the way, for those of you who might be tuning in for the first time, hey, this is a call-in radio show. If you've got something important to say, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, call the toll-free number, 888-627-6008. If you're somewhere else in the world, the number is 323-744-4831. Of course, you'll have to, pre-dial the area code from your location to get connected to the United States. And so much for that. But hey, if you've got a phone, you can give your opinion live. This show is going live, believe me. You know, I don't have to pre-record these shows, believe me. Talking is so easy when you have knowledge. And so, back to the Bigfoot here. You know, there's plenty of people investigating, trying to track them with cameras and all kinds of stuff like that. We have a small arrangement of actual footages that, you know, still can't really prove what we see. It's like, you know, an ape-like creature walking like a man and big, tall, hairy. And that's the Bigfoot or the Sasquatch or 20,000 other million names that other local tribes around the world have given the title to this creature, and he's been seen everywhere. Maybe not in Antarctica, but everywhere else. And that's it. it's some kind of elusive creature. It could be a genetic creation of the Anunnaki, or some other group that came here from other worlds that were depositing life forms here. And it's a combination of certain factors about a creature, that it has hair all over its body, that it walks upright. So it's, you know, imagine if humans were like cats, you know. Cats all have coats of fur on them, but cats don't walk upright, unless they're trained to, for tricks, of course. But, you know, the walking upright function is related to humans and other primates, they call them. Of course, it's been pretty well verified by commentary on many sides that there is no connection between the ape. There is no missing link between the ape and the human. Apes did not evolve into humans. It's pretty well accepted as a fact. In fact, if you ever took the time to read The Keys of Enoch, where they talk about the 64 squares on the chessboard times 6 is all the genetic elements that can be, that's a pretty large number, that can be correlated in millions of ways, maybe even in the animal now, to create life forms. And so if somebody understands genetics, creatures from other worlds, and knows how to combine these things, well, they have a gigantic library of chessboards of DNA information that can create life. And so there's, you know, it's a very logical conclusion to think that the Bigfoot was created by maybe the Anunnaki, or maybe people before that, or creatures before that from other worlds that had the knowledge of DNA genetics. And so, as I said before, there's probably three variations of this, at least two variations of this Bigfoot creature. The one that's violent, steals children and eats them, and the more passive one that just wants to chase people out of their habitat, you know, like throwing stones at you or something like that, like, just get out of here, understand, I don't want you here. And I bet those are basically the two types of that exist, I think. And I can't wait till the ETs land on Earth and give us the answer to this. Hey, it's Colin Radio Show, 888-627-6008. If you don't know anything about Bigfoot and have something to say about it, where the hell have you been all your life? Did you come from the moon just yesterday? I mean, really? Everybody should have some kind of opinion on Bigfoot, and you want to say, oh, I don't believe it. Yeah, okay. No, you convinced me with your statement. I don't believe in Bigfoot. Whatever. There's plenty of evidence out there that this creature does exist. It's very elusive, and we may never find it. That's why I hope when the ETs land, they'll tell us about this. Cobra on the portal said, made a statement that these are interdimensional creatures, which means, I guess, they can come and go as they please from our planet. And when they disappear and thin air, well, hey, you know, that's the way it works, whatever. Unfortunately, we don't understand such amazing technologies. We call it magic or imagination. And hey, wait a second. Is the word magic in imagination? Well, think about that one for a while. But anyhow, that's what's going on with the Bigfooters. You know, you got to wonder, like, what kind of creature could actually walk around barefoot through the woods and stuff with all the twigs and sticks and rocks and not be harmed? Well, it certainly couldn't be a human, that's for sure. But there might be some DNA human mixed with that. I mean, we got to ask the genetic specialist the question to that. And, of course, Bigfoot isn't the only elusive creature that's been out there. I mean, if you're here on the East Coast, you heard of the Jersey Devil.
Yeah.
Well, supposedly people that saw that creature said it had red eyes. And some of the people that said they saw Bigfoot also saw red eyes. So where does this red eye fact thing come from, you know? Did the genetics specialist creator, was it the Anunnaki or was it other creatures that came to our world and did the genetic experiments and created red-eyed creatures? Of course, the Jersey Devil legend doesn't really fit into the Sasquatch, the Bigfoot thing, because the Jersey Devil was some other demonic type creature, more resembling probably not reptilians, but Dracos, yeah. Kind of Dracos. If you ever saw that movie, I can't think of it now, about some creature out in West Virginia that flew in, landed in a tree, and flew around, and Dracos were like, I don't know, giant flying squirrels, maybe? But they can fly around, and they're evil. So there are evil beings on our world called Dracos, probably. The Jersey Devil was one of them. That's all I got to say. Hey, if you're an expert on the Jersey Devil, call in and tell us, whatever. But, I can't help but recall the story. The two bounty hunters that were driving in the car and got down to dusk. This is a classic Jersey Devil story. They were hunting out in the Pine Barrens, which is a desolate area in New Jersey. I've been down there, and the trees grow so thick together, you can't walk through them. Is that amazing? Trees growing together so thick, you cannot walk through them. It's like a wall of nature. Hey, go down there and see for yourself. But it's a spooky place. And great place for a legend, whether it's true or not, but there was these two hunters that were out there in the Pine Barrens for the afternoon looking for game to kill. I mean, apparently hunters do that. And they got back to the car and were heading home, which might have been Philadelphia. Who knows where it was? But it doesn't matter. They were headed home. And no sooner than they got in the car, they heard a thump on the top of the car roof. And then they heard what seemed to be claws scraping through the metal roof. And this is back in the 1940s or something, when cars were made out of solid steel. You know, they weren't made out of aluminum. And there's this creature, something jumped on the roof and was trying to apparently claw its way in through the roof. And this was a sturdy 1940s car with a solid steel roof. So the creature wasn't able to get through it. And everybody was freaking out inside the car. So they decided, the driver and the other two hunters decided to, let's stop the car, go out with our shotguns and kill this thing, whatever it is. And the guy slammed on the brakes, the car spun around in a circle, the doors popped open, the guys came out with their shotguns, and there was nothing there but the marks in the car, that something had landed on their car and was trying to claw its way in to get to them. So, how could that be? They jumped out of the car with their shotguns pointed at them, and there was nothing there. Well, it could have been a multidimensional creature. It could have been a Draco. And whatever the creature was, it had the ability to disappear into thin air, which probably means it went into another dimension. These are things to think about, you know, because they're happening to regular people, and they're unexplainable with regular science. But once we can comprehend, yeah, there are other dimensions out there. You know, I made the statement before that a long time ago that if you're thinking with just 12 dimensions and you know there are 12 versions of each dimension, that's 144 possible realities to be existing in one space. If the vibrational frequencies are just separated far enough apart. But there's that key number again, 144. Shows up in the Bible. It shows up with the coming, the mass meditations, of which there are three major ones coming up. And it was the key mark for on December of 2023, Victory of the Light was won by 144 thousand people participating in a mass meditation. We're talking about a global mass meditation. If you don't know about it, get in with the program and participate. Because apparently, the sooner we can get to the new reality is determined how fast we evolve, how fast we help bring light into this world, because light dissipates darkness. We're still under the control of the dark forces, but we're getting there. So much baggage has been removed. So anyhow, August 12th, August 18th, and August 21 are mass meditations. 3 days there, mass meditations for the human race to get involved and help each other out. And the Ascension Portal will open on August 21st. And that's what these mass meditations are all about, to gather the energies to make sure the Ascension Portal opens on August 21st. August 12th, the first Ascension Global Meditation is only 9 days away. August 18th is only 15 days away, and August 21st is only 18 days away. If you're listening to my voice, I expect you to participate in this. It's so easy to do. You can go to the portal, 2012portal.blogspot.com, to click on. You participate through the screen, gives you the instructions. Or you can go, if you're on Twitter, go to We Love Mass Meditation. That's the hashtag at We Love Mass Meditation. You can go there. There's probably other places you can go to without giving you a clue. You know, in regards to all these things happening now, most people on Earth don't know crap about what's going on behind the scenes. So I just wanted to go back in time about a month and relate some important things that I became aware of. According to the 1221 Ascension Portal update, back on July 4th, Earth's axis shifted. And also, four major stars shifted to what is called an right ascension drift, which proved that Earth's axis had shifted. Hey, that's a major thing. You know, the Earth's been going around the sun. The sun's been going around Alpha 1. And they've been going around Polaris. And all this other stuff has been going on for ages. So now there is a new direction, a new setting. A new shift has happened. And that happened back on July 4th. And I'll tell you what else happened back on July 7th in reviewing last month. Music could feel this Syrian increase. Now, this had nothing to do with Sirius radio. Syrian, S-I-R-I-A-N, has to do with the star system that we're in certain ways connected to. So music could feel the Syrian increase in energy projection, which on July 7th was 700% increase. Wow, that's powerful. Can be felt. So you need to, you want to feel it, you need to try to connect with it. Pleiadians are setting up an emerald grid on planet Earth. Emeralds are powerful stones. I've mentioned it before. But you can do your own investigation of that. And they're not only powerful on the physical plane, they're powerful in the other dimensions too. You know, I don't know, I guess this is good news, but the state of consciousness of the U.S. surface human population, that's us, is not a factor in the timing of the event. And I've spoken about the event before. It's kind of like when the caterpillar turns into the butterfly, except this is for humanity. We're going to go from, it's an amazing, magical experience that if we're still alive, and I hope to be, and I hope you will be alive too, to experience the metamorphosis of humanity, where the event will reproduce, recreate ourselves in a silicon-based life form. Gone will be the carbon units that we are, based on carbon. And, of course, if you know anything about science, carbon and silicon both can be positive or minus 4 units, you know, both of them. So it's not unrealistic in that sense, scientifically. And we're going to be transformed into silicon-based like human life forms, where we'll have a diamond-like body. Much more fantastic, better than our carbon units, and it's an eternal body. We don't have to die once we get there. Of course, we want to get there, right? And what can we say? There are still forces in our way because all evil has not been removed from Earth yet. Here's some interesting info. Do you know there is an ancient vortex And you might have to look up the word vortex if you don't understand. It's some connection point between here, there, and everywhere. You know, to another dimension we're connecting. So there is an ancient vortex in Yemen. That's the country with the Houthi Houthis that are, bombarding the United States in ships that go to the Suez Canal, and then they're fighting the Israelis and whatever. They're considered terrorists. But there is an ancient vortex in their country. Interesting. And, of course, we're all stuck dealing with some pretty bad characters on Earth. The Brotherhood of Death, the bad Illuminati, and the black nobility. And, of course, the word black has nothing to do with the color of the skin. Black meaning darkness, nobility. Oh, my God. Here's a riddle for everyone. The acne plane. Does anybody really know what it is? The acne plane. Well, back to the black nobility. You know, the two big black nobility groups are headquartered in Israel and China, Zionists and communists. What a surprise. I mean, that's what needs to be talked about publicly, you know. Netanyahu needs to be identified and say, you're a member of black nobility, aren't you? Well, like to see the look on his face if they ask that question. Of course, nobody in media has the guts to ask a question like that. Well, here's an interesting thing. There was a big special conference. If you heard of the term ascended masters, you know, like Jesus is considered an ascended master. Of course he is. Along with many other important people that have ascended and became ascended masters, like the Buddha is ascended master. Mm-hmm. Last month, there was a special conference in a place called WESAC over there in Asia. And it was a conference for ascended masters, great, you know, personalities of our universe. And they agreed to completely remove the dark forces from Earth. Well, that's a great decision, and we can't wait till it actually happens. But that's a good sign. Now, Cobra says in the interactions will first happen on the non-physical planes of existence. Not good for us people on the surface, but that's what the deal sounds to be like. And meanwhile, we have to deal with what we have to deal with. I mean, good things are happening. More people are becoming aware of light-based technologies and frequency healing, which has improved greatly. I mean, just on Twitter, and I've always said Twitter is a good place to find things. On Twitter, I discovered that there's this place out in Arizona where they put six modules of healing frequency machines around a person to heal them of their ailments. So us humans are being luckily recreating or creating things using the concept of sound healing, light healing. And so each one of these towers that it's about at least 4 feet tall, made out of, looks like plasma containing glass, and the tuning forks, kind of like trees growing out of a box, but they're awesome looking. And it makes sense to use tuning forks, and it makes sense to use plasma, and people are being healed with these devices. You know, I did an inquiry. I found out, unfortunately, the boxes, the light boxes sell for $12,000 a piece. But hey, if it's for your health, it's worth it. So in order to have six of them set in a geometric hexagon pattern, which also improves the energy output for 1,001 reasons, that six times 12,000 would be $72,000. Well, if you got that money and you have your to buy these things, and your loved one can't be healed by the fake doctors that deal with pharmaceutical medicine, you know, all the bad products that make you even worse. Well, you should spend that money, because anybody's life is worth more than $72,000. If I had unlimited supply of money, I'd buy these things for everybody and heal it, begin healing everybody. Well, these are things that we got now. We're recreating for ourselves. We don't need government approval. We don't need ETs to tell us, but it would be nice if the ETs finally landed and give us their med beds, like they've been waiting in front of our jet, which are the perfect machines, obviously, but I just wanted to mention that there are people out there who are investigating these technologies. Another one, Spooky 2, another one, Rife Technology in Virginia. Hey, look into these things, because these are the real healing modalities. And of course, there's those five psychic surgeons from China that can work on a patient and remove anything negative in a very short period of time, which just goes to show us how we're not using our abilities to the point that we could and we should be using our abilities. But there is no excuse, no excuse for not participating in these global meditations, August 12th, August 18th, August 21st. Find out about it. Go to the portal, 2012portal.blogspot.com. If you're on Twitter, go to We Love Mass Meditation. Find out what time you're to participate in your area and do it. There's no excuse for not doing this. And it will surely help in a collective way the human race move faster to our future of no time, where we don't get old and our bodies don't wear out. Don't you want to be there? I surely do. So these are important things to participate in, you know? Forget about government. Government on our world is a fucking waste, period. They're all corrupt. They're all bribe takers, and they're not going to do what's right for you. So never look for the approval of government. Forget it. you know? But understand there are things happening on the non-governmental plane of existence. And if you know what plane of existence is, it has nothing to do with airplanes. It has to do with a realm that vibrates within certain frequencies. Did you know that? Well, if you didn't, why not? A plane of existence, a realm defined by frequencies, like anything vibrating between 20,000 and 200,000 frequencies is maybe physical reality. Anything vibrating from 1 million to 10 million frequencies maybe is the next level of consciousness. And it keeps going up, up, up. And like the saying goes, God is vibrating so fast, if you were standing in front of him as a human, you wouldn't even know he's there. So, people, it's time to do your own investigations. It's time to participate in life. And if you think you can catch Bigfoot, hey, go out there and try. But, I mean, you know, is Bigfoot a shapeshifter? Is Bigfoot an extraterrestrial? And like I mentioned earlier, there's probably several different types of Bigfoot. There's the violent one that want to be carnivorous, eat young children, or anything else they can find their hands on. But in the Northwest, what's going on now with Bigfoot? They don't really find any carcasses in these woods of creatures that Bigfoot have been eating. So are they eating the pine cones and sustaining that? Or do they go back to their other dimension and eat what they have there and then just come out here on vacation, so to speak? But still, if we're cutting down their trees, we can understand why they're angry with throwing rocks at people and stuff. If we're destroying their environment, sure, they want to get rid of us. That's just normal behavior. Will we ever? The only way we're going to actually meet them is when the ETs land here and tell us who they really are and tell us how to communicate. Then it will all happen. So that's it. You understand, if you listen to what I'm saying, the two most evil places on the planet now are Israel with the Zionist government and China with their communist government. And these two groups are serving evil. Yeah, but don't misunderstand what I'm saying. Jewish people are really good people. Zionists are really, they're the control organization that controls the government of the Israeli people. They're not really Israelis. They're a control group that's controlled by evil, which is probably evil creatures from other worlds. And that's the way it is. Can I say that's the way it is? And people need to realize the most important people, forget about influencing your government because they're hopeless cases. They're all controlled, including Trump. He's controlled too. He just does too stupid to know about it. Anyhow, all these government people are controlled, and so stop looking to them. The best thing you, a regular individual, can do is to start participating in these mass meditations, global meditations. It's a proven scientific fact. When a lot of people focus their thoughts at the same point at the same time, things happen. Crime rates go down, all good things happen. So it's not hocus pocus, it's real science. So participate in some real science and start looking to the people for healthcare, looking to the people that work with energy signatures, frequencies, sounds. There's so many good sounds you can pick up on the internet now where they play the solfeggio frequencies. And they're really good, like 432. And if you're a musician, you need to tune your instrument back to 432 tuning. If you're with the some big orchestra and they don't want to do it, quit, get out, because this 440 crap has been working against us from the beginning. Even though we can overpower it, hey, the Beatles did it. Elvis Presley did it, but it's still hard to overpower, you know? And look where we are now. We don't have any heroes like Elvis or the Beatles anymore. Absolutely not. There'll always be heartthrobs for young girls out there. But the spiritual aspect of the performer influencing the people, his fans, there is no one out there right now. Not in the magnitude that was shown in the 20th century. And, hey, if you can't agree with that, whatever. I don't care. It's my opinion on the matter. So anyhow, all these things are happening now. People are looking for Bigfoot. No more Bigfoot, it's Bigfoot now. And there's so much information. If you listen to my show, don't just listen to what I say, but do the follow-up, you know? There's so much to follow up on, you know? There's the communication thing called command 1221. You've got to say it three times to connect with your light team. You say, I don't have a light team. Well, maybe you don't, but why don't you try to connect with your light team, and then you'll find out. One way or another. And again, it's command 1221. Command 1221. Command 1221. Yes, you gotta say it three times. Three times is a rule in the universe. You know, plenty of books will tell you that. If you don't know about it, why don't you know? I guess you're not doing any reading. Because that information has been out there for a long, long time. Hey, do you know what the seven stellar rays are? I've said it before in my show. First ray is of the Pleiades. Second ray of the Sirius system. That's the star system with planets. The third stellar ray is of the Orion system. You know the constellation Orion. The fourth stellar ray is of the central sun of the universe. The fifth stellar ray is of Andromeda, another galaxy. The sixth stellar ray is of Antares / Aldebaran. These are stars. I guess they have planets around them too. And the seventh stellar ray is of Lyra, the constellation Lyra. And the Lyrans are said to be part of the DNA base for humanity. I don't know. You tell me. Mm-hmm. So anyhow, there is so much information I gave out here tonight that you, the listener, should take, follow up on. I mean, we're talking about the Earth's axis has shifted. Other stars have shifted. in relation to that. There's music to increase, you know, your feeling of Sirian projections, and Sirian refers to the star system. Sirius, Sirius, however you want to call it, you know. And emerald grids are being set up upon the earth. Emeralds are high-frequency stones that connect multidimensionally. The state of consciousness of the U.S., of us, not just of the world, does not matter for the event to happen. So revel in that thought. The event is going to happen, and it will be the metamorphosis of humanity. We're going from carbon-based life forms into silicon-based life forms. Yeah, I've said this before. But you need to look into it for yourself. Don't just take my word for it. And I'm telling you, hey, out in Arizona, somebody has a great new system for energy healing, you know? Putting six kind of like light trees, plasma trees, in a hexagon pattern around an individual in the center to heal them. Hey, listen, you have to do your part in helping this world out. You really do. And I'm just going to make a statement here that I've been doing my part over the years. I like the idea of writing philosophical songs, so I went out there and wrote some and recorded some. Now, I've got a song out there on the CD record, CD Baby, one of my record labels. CD Baby puts my songs on, this is a commercial for CD Baby, puts my songs on YouTube. And I've got two albums with CD Baby and one of the songs on my album. And please pay attention to this because I'd like people to listen to my music. And if you like one of the songs, download it so I can get, you know, the dimes and nickels that the company will give to me. I mean, CD Baby is there. Though, you can download a song for 99 cents, and I'll get 90 cents of that 99 cents. Yeah, sure, they get to keep the 9 cents. They had to do the work to set it all up. I mean, I did my work by writing the song, recording it, and giving them copies of it, and signing an agreement with them for the way it works. So I've got two albums out on CD, baby. And the one album is called Songs Better Than Dylan. Because I recognize Dylan as a great songwriter, but I've written greater songs than they're on this album. I'll challenge him any day. One of your great songs for one of mine, and we'll see who wins. Okay? Live performance. You know? That's how positive I am. And I've got songs better than Dylan. He'll have his bow guitar and I'll have my guitar. And we'll see who can top who. You know? I chose that title because it best explains the great songs I've written. And one of the songs is called Jerusalem, which has a political significance and social significance right now, with all the problems going on in Gaza in the Middle East. And if you're listening to my voice, take your time to listen to this song. It'd be nice if somebody out there listening has some connections to get somebody who has the music business connections to get the song out there, because it talks about the real solution to the problem in Gaza. You know, and as the lyrics say, It's time to leave your hate and anger behind. We all want peace. Let's bring our love into the street. Now, if Israeli people and Palestinian people could sing this song together, it would definitely make something happen. Well, I put the ball out there for you. Anybody wants to take it and go somewhere with it, you know? But it's a song that should be out there now. But I have no music world connection. So my song is, you know, it's an album out there put on YouTube. You can listen to all the music for free. But I don't make any money out of it unless you download some of it, you know? I'm putting my heart and soul out there. And if nobody wants to have the decency to pay me for the great songs I've written, whatever, so be it. But that's something all of you listeners can do and participate in world peace. The song is called Jerusalem. It's on my album, Songs Better Than Dylan, and this is definitely one of them. And that's it. Download it. Help me get some reward for this great song I've written and promote it, give it to, show it to other people. And maybe the record companies will see the potential in this. Okay, we're getting to the end of the show. And, of course, hey, like I've said before many times, you know, it costs me money to do this show. I got to pay for the engineers. Connections, la, 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 la. And unless I get some support from my show, I'm losing money every week. Doesn't make any sense. I've been doing this for 7 years. You know? I'll do what I have to do to make my contribution to society. But it would be nice to see, some reciprocative gratitude. Go to BBS Radio. Go to Saturday night, 8 p.m. Central Time. The name of the show is Connect the Dots. I'm Tom Anderson. And scroll down on either one. Click on one of those means and scroll down until you find subscribe. And please subscribe to my show by any amount, and I will be appreciative of that. Okay, tell your friends, tune in next week. Hey. I've given you a lot of things to think about, talk about, and look up. Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here now, and everybody will get to hear my music. Lead guitar solo of Are You Departing Kind, or you followed by my anthem. I got to be somebody to give you your anthem to. Okay, here it goes. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody to feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I